We want him to be glorified in the heavens, be glorified in the earth. Hallelujah. We call his name Jesus. We want you to be glorified.
Come on, everybody, let's give God some praise. Come on, this is church anniversary day. 155 years. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made, and He has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you that are listening in, all of you that are here participating in our service. Come on, let's celebrate the 155th anniversary of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Powder Springs. Amen. Come on, let's celebrate.
What a mighty God we serve. Come on, you can sing with us. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. You can, come on, put those hands together. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. To get thee behind, victory today is mine. Happiness is mine, happiness is mine, happiness today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, happiness today is mine. Come on, victory, victory is mine, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Come on, let's say joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get.
Truly, God is worthy of all of the praises. Amen. Amen. Come on, we can give God some more praise. Truly, this is a celebration. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Deacon Dillard if he would come and give us our invocation. Following that, Sister Teresa, I go. Our responsive reading and our scripture will be Dr. Timothy Fairley. Amen. And then we will hear from our choir in praise. Amen. We'll come in that order.
Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come again to say thank you. Father, we thank you for all that you've done up until this point. Father God, we thank you for how you've blessed New Hope 155 years. Father God, we've had some ups and we've had some downs. But Father, you kept us. Father, we had some bold soldiers that leave us during that time, but Father, you kept us. Father, we had some new soldiers that came in, and Father, continue to keep us. Now, Father, we ask you to come right now and sup with us right now. Father, we ask you to bless each and every family that's represented here today. Bless the sick right now, Father God. Meet them where they need to be met. Father, we ask you to bless the Marie family in a mighty way. Father, we ask you to come right now and continue to bless New Hope to be what you have us to be. Pick us up with strong, prop us up on every leaning side. Father God, we ask you to bless our pastor in a mighty way. Father, we ask you to continue to use him that he might be what you would have him to be. Father, we ask that you would bless the congregation that we might receive what you've given him. Father God, we ask you to bless Michelle Dickerson and her family in a mighty way right now. Be with them and stand by. Just remind her, Father God, you're still in control. Father God, we ask you to bless all the families that are on our sick and shut-in list right now. Be with them. Father, we thank you for all these things, and we said thank you in your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. I will be reading the responsive reading, so you all respond when I read. It is coming from Ephesians 2nd chapter 4 through 10 verses. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, dead in sins. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. We also read, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word.
Good morning, church. The scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. I will be reading from the NIV. Verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Come on and give our choir another hand. Amen. At this time, we're going to have the occasion read by Sister Yolanda Bryant, a poem by Deaconess Macklin, and the acknowledgement of our visitors by Sister Jackie Patton, and then the church history. We will come in that order.
Good morning, church. First, giving honor to God from whom all blessings flow. To Pastor Steve and First Lady and family, Reverend Kitchens, Minister Bond, other ministers in the house, members, visitors, and friends, I greet you in the name of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our scripture verse will come from Matthew 16 and 18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Today we celebrate an auspicious occasion, the 155th year anniversary of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church of Powder Springs, Georgia. The founder of this church had a vision and believed that upon this hallowed ground, that this church would stand the test of time. Through trials, tribulations, tragedy, and triumphs, we, the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, have come this far by faith, leaning and depending on the Lord, for he has never failed us yet. We celebrate, we honor, and we remember those who came before us, who made straight the path, those who continue to be obedient and walk the path, and those who we pass the torch to forge the path. Walking in the goodness and grace of God, Ephesians 2 and 8, as I take my seat, I leave you with this prayer. God, give us a church to do thy will, where thy word is heard and the hearts are made still, where the sound of praises fill the pews, where the gospel of Christ is good news, where souls hungering for Jesus find rest inside, where the grace of God is transforming our lives. May it be a sanctuary, a house of prayer. May favor and mercy abound everywhere. May it be thy house, your dwelling, O Lord, where thy name is worshipped, honored, and adored, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen.
Good morning, New Hope. Good morning, Pastor. I don't think we have Sister Macklin here today. So I would like to say welcome, 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 New Hope, to the 155th year anniversary. 155 years hold a lot of history and memories, and we're here today to celebrate that. And I would like to ask, do we have any visitors today? Amen. On behalf of our pastor, Shiloh. Welcome, welcome, welcome. On behalf of Pastor Steed and First Lady Steed and the whole family at New Hope, we welcome you and ask you to come back at any time to visit. And thank you for coming today. Thank you.
Shall not prevail, he said that upon this rock I'm gonna build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail, oh no.
Amen. Our church history goes back quite some years.
Yes.
Amen. And we praise God for that. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Nicole Steed to come and give us our tribute to the New Hope Seniors. And following that, we will have emphasis from our pastor. Amen.
Good morning, church. It's good to see everyone. 155 years. What a blessing. And it is on this 155 years that I'd like to make a special gift to the church from one of our older members who passed on last year, Equilla Turner Hackett. She was a member of this church for many, many, many years and went on home to be with Glory at the age of 96. And from her estate, I'd like to present to the church this picture. This is the original picture of New Hope. And this is Miss Aquila holding the picture. Her grandfather is actually in the original picture, John Turner. He loved the church and she loved the church. So it seemed fitting on this 155th anniversary to present this picture to the church from her estate. On a personal note, this is a full circle moment for me because I actually met Miss Aquila on the church anniversary about 2 decades ago. And I called her and asked her if I could borrow the picture for one of our, you know, our church anniversary. And being Miss Aquila, she said no. She said no. And that's how we became friends. So I just thank God for allowing me to be in her life, and I thank God that she was a faithful member and her family a New Hope. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. At this time, will all members 65 years and older please stand? And if you're not able to stand, at least wave your hand. Yeah, hold your hand up for us. Yeah, 65 and older. Yeah. Okay. At this time, we will. Yeah. Let's give him a hand. At this time, we would like to honor you because it is you who has continued to help the church grow by bringing the younger generation to the church. And without you all, then there wouldn't be no us. So we want to honor you today with a little token of love at this moment. Okay, you all may be seated. And also at this time, I would like to recognize one of our oldest members of the church, Deacon John Johnson. Yes. Yeah. And it's interesting because we actually have 2 oldest males of the church, born on the same day, the same age, and Deacon Johnson is one of them, and we honor you today. Thank you.
The church say amen. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for another opportunity to come and give him praise and worship. And so we give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father, to all of the reverend clergy in the house, and to the officers, and to our speaker of the hour, Minister Yvonne Vaughn. We looking forward to a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. To all of the mothers and the deaconesses and choir usher saints and friends, and especially to our visitors. We so happy to have you to come. Amen. Be a part. We had our Friendship Association Congress here on Friday evening, and they assured me that they was going to come back and visit us. So we're so happy to have you, amen, to be here with us this morning. God bless you. All right. Again, we're excited. We're excited about 155 years, amen, that the Lord has blessed New Hope, amen, to be in existence. And many have come and many have gone, amen. But through it all, God is still blessing us. Amen. We want to take this opportunity to just thank everybody for your prayers while I was traveling through the air. Amen. I was gone 2 weekends in a row. Amen. I flew up to New York, one for the church anniversary, and then on yesterday I flew up for my pastor and his wife's memorial service. Amen. He passed last year in September, and then she passed in December. Amen. So you know that was hard on the family. And of course, yesterday brought some closure to all of it. So we pray now they can move on with their lives. Amen. Praise God. So keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. Again, I thank you for your prayers. All right. Want to again thank you for being committed and dedicated in your giving. We appreciate you and what you're doing. Now, for our church anniversary, now we have asked everyone to please, if you can, to donate $155, $1 for each year. Amen. And those that can and will, we would appreciate it. We have a lot of projects that we need to get done. Amen. And only through us being united will we be able to do it. Amen. Praise God. All right. We enjoying this wonderful choir this morning. Give them another hand. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's continue. I'm not going to stay up here long. Continue praying for our sick and shut in. Please keep Diggins, Michelle Dickinson's mother in prayer. They're in Alabama. Amen. We know it's never over until God says it's over. Amen. We believe that prayer still works. So please keep that family and her mother in your prayers, if you will. Also, Mother Beth's granddaughter, if you would continue praying for her. Amen. And Mother Daisy Namora, Sister Bessie Bonnie there in Detroit. Amen. And Sister Ernestine Clark, if you will, keep her in your prayers, and the Stewart family, and all of those that are on our sick and concerned list. Let's pray for them. Also, Sister Irene Watts, keep her husband in prayer, if you will. All right. We have a thank you note here from the Rivers family. Amen. It takes a special kind of person to care enough to take the time for others to do whatever it takes to help somebody out. To our New Hope family and College Care Ministry, my family and I would like to give a special thanks for your gracious giving to help students every year. Your kindness will never be forgotten and forever appreciated. Thank you for all you do, for everything you have done, for everything you have given. Thank you from Ray Brown and parents, Deacon and Deaconess Rivers. Amen. All right. We thank Thank God for them. All right, God bless you. We ready for some more good music now and be back in the hands. I'm sorry. I better give it back to Reverend Kitchen before I mess up because I don't know who else come coming.
Amen. Give our pastor a hand if you would. Amen. Kind of wish he would have. The eyesight is playing tricks this morning. Amen. At this time, we're going to have the introduction of our speaker by Deacon Russell Vaughns. Following that, it will be the hymn of preparation by New Hope Missionary Baptist Church Mass Choir. Amen.
Good morning. Giving all praises and glory to God, who is the head of my life, my pastor Steed, his wife and his absence, the preachers, deacons, choir, ushers, mothers. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. I stand before you to introduce my wonderful and beautiful wife, Evangelist Yvonne Marie Vaughns, who has just been a blessing in my life. All the 36 plus years we've been together. And we have four children and so far 9 grandchildren. Oh, 10? Okay, 10. Okay. Okay, they keep coming. Well, I wanted at least 5 from her, but I thank God for the one she had for me. I met her, and the reason I really liked Yvonne, because she was such a transparent person. I mean, she was just a for real person. We're like 10 years apart, and I thought maybe, I said, you're pretty mature for your age, and I had my little line and everything, and I thought I had control pretty much, but she was really have never changed from the day I met her. I've changed a lot. She's changed. She hasn't really changed. She's been a very wonderful, good, and wonderful wife and wonderful mother, and most of all, she's a child of God. She's one that's been called by God to teach, preach his word. She doesn't compromise him, She preaches the T-U-R-T-H, whether you want to hear it or not, to me too at home. And I just thank God for her, and we just want to keep her in prayer that God continue to use my wife, Minister Vaughns, for what God has called her to do. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. God bless you on this great getting up morning. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, who is definitely the head of my life, the savior of my soul. To my pastor, Pastor Steed, First Lady Steed, each and every one of you, my awesome, awesome husband, Deacon Russell Vines. Thank you for that introduction. All the great ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ that are here today, and each and every one of you, I thank God on this morning for just being in the house of the Lord one more time. Praise the Lord. We're going to move ahead this morning. I'm not going to be with you very long. I praise God for the message that he has given me to give to you. I pray that you are blessed with it this morning and that you can take something home with you to feast upon for the rest of the week. Amen. Let us bow our head in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning. We bless your holy name on this morning. And Father, we come and ask forgiveness of our sins. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O Lord. Father, take me and hide me behind your holy cross. Lord God, that it's none of me and all of you. Lord, I bless thee, O Lord. Father, I pray that when I open up my mouth, that your words would utter from the depths of my belly what thus say the Lord. Father, I thank you and I bless you. And Lord, we thank you for New Hope and all that the long that they have been around, the 155 years. Continue to bless and keep us as only you can. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to read this morning my scripture text coming from Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 1, and I'm going to read down to verse 10. Amen? I'm reading from the King James Version, and it says as follows, "And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in the past time you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." May the Lord bless the hearer, the doer of his holy word. Amen. Praise God. My subject today is God's amazing grace. In the book of Ephesians, it is a special book. It's known as one of the Pauline epistles or letters that Paul had wrote to the churches. It is very special to us because it has a very specific doctrinal meaning. And the theme of that meaning is saving grace. In the text, we see Paul in prison or being detained in Rome again. And yet he continues to write to the believers in Ephesus, communicating and expressing that by grace alone, through faith alone, to God alone, we are saved. The Bible is very detailed and precise about grace. The word grace, meaning of this important term, is unmerited favor or divine favor, a favor freely imparted on those totally unable to return the favor. The grace of God's free action in behalf of those who are without merit, quality, or worth. Grace demonstrates the goodness of God toward those who deserve his wrath on the basis of the substitutionary death of Christ. God's grace provides a way for God, the free gift of eternal life, to a guilty sinner. We deserve punishment. God's grace removed the punishment and grants to us the salvation we did not deserve. It is truly unmerited favor. Now, grace is not due. It's already done. We can't earn it. We surely don't deserve it. By grace, we have been saved through faith. It's a past event with present and ongoing results. Believers have already passed from death to life, from condemnation to grace, to salvation and deliverance. It is not something to be waited for, but something that has already been done. We are no longer condemned. We are saints of the Most High God. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:1 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When a sinner accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he is no longer shackled or chained to a spiritual and physical death sentence, where he or she would lift up their eyes in a burning hell with a hell that's made for the devil and his angels. Why? Because God's amazing grace. It did the work. It exonerated us. It pardoned us, simply put, to justify us, to declare us righteous before God. The Bible declares in Romans 5:1-2, therefore, being justified by faith, we have the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Even when we were dead in our sins, the grace of God who provides salvation has showed mercy and love by the death of his son on the cross. Titus 3:4-7 says, but after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. God's grace is the love and mercy of God in action. We are redeemed, bought with a price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Being justified by his grace, we now have peace with God. We don't have to worry about anything because the peace of God is down on the inside of us. We are positioned as joint heirs, justified, blessed, and highly favored and chosen of God, given access by the tearing down of the middle partition between us
and the Father to the only way to stand in the presence of a holy God, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. The sinner who trusts Christ has been raised and seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What a miracle of God's grace is that we are taken out of the graveyard of sin and placed into the throne room of glory. Sin worked against us and God worked for us. Ephesians 2:14 says, "For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us and God." God was willing to obtain possession at Calvary by paying the ultimate price, the blood of his own son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." If you want to remember an acronym of God's grace to help you remember his truth and his amazing grace, it is God's riches at Christ's expense. All believers have God's riches because he has paid the price in full. We are justified by his grace. And being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God has signed every believer's name in the Lamb Book of Life, securing every believer with an eternal life insurance policy, one paid in full with the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm glad myself that I'm a beneficiary, a joint heir raised up with Christ, sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Billy Graham once said, according to the dictionary, "It is the unmerited favor of God toward mankind." That is what grace is. The word grace is used over 170 times in the New Testament alone. Grace is not bought. It is a free gift of Almighty God to every sinner. "When I picture Jesus dying on the cross," Billy Graham said, "I see the free gift of God's grace in Christ reconciling the world to himself." And that's why we can sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the song that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Only a believer can sing that hymn with conviction. I don't care what they say about those old hymns. They are old school. They may be old school, but they brought the Holy Ghost fire in the church on Sunday mornings. And they are still relevant today. And we need them because they stir up the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. When you think about God's amazing grace, let's take a look at Noah. The favor of God was a force in the life of Noah. He found favor in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6:8. God's favor means God stepping into our situation to make a difference in our lives forever. Favor is the highway to connect your destiny. When you are connected to grace, you're connected to mercy. When you're connected to mercy, you're connected to deliverance. When you're connected to deliverance, you're connected to healing. When you're connected to your healing, you're connected to the power of God forever and forever. God's grace is immeasurable. Yes, the grace of God is his love toward us when we were nasty and dirty with sin. And now the sin curse is broken. Grace is authentic. It is true, reliable, trustworthy, and faithful. It is not a casual grace. It is God's intentional grace, pre-planned and intended before the foundation of the world to bring sinners back to God. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Salvation is by grace alone. The Bible says in Acts 15:11, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they." If a person declares that a man is saved by grace, plus adds a ritual to it or a law, he tempts God. And we can see Satan in this generation. We can see Satan in this culture. And this is what he has tried to do. He has tried to add rituals to the grace of God and tempt God. The devil has tried to twist the word of God ever since the beginning of time. Now we have the culture of people who are trying all kinds of religions, rituals, and behaviors, and they believe that it is an addendum to God's grace. The devil is a liar. We are saved by grace through faith alone. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speak it expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And now we have a multitude of cults trying to add to grace. They are drawing people by the millions to a false god, using witchcraft, magic, chanting mantras, burning sage, the power of positive thinking, which encourages self-confidence and faith in yourself instead of faith in God. The seducing spirits are trying to reduce the grace of God to a fairy tale or some mythical, magical idea, trying to tear up the foundation of grace. The grace of God is not a formula. It's God's intentional grace executed by God for our salvation. It is pre-planned before the foundation of the world to bring salvation to the world through Jesus Christ. Now that the Lord has done the work of grace for us, the church is expected to keep the momentum, to keep the drive, and keep the push, New Hope, in staying faithful to the Lord, because the Lord has been faithful to us at New Hope and done mighty and great things down through the years from New Hope's inception. It did not start 155 years ago. It began in the mind of God. That New Hope would stand right here on Brownsville Road until the Lord returns. We, the saints of God, have been faithful and have kept the faith. I remember talking to some of the saints of old, and some are going on to be with the Lord, soldiers in the army of the Lord, and how they would share stories of how the family would travel down the dusty roads in a horse-driven buggy in the hot Georgia heat to get to church, to be in the service of the Lord one more time. Now time has advanced, and as God's love continues to flow with his favor and prosperity, we now have modern vehicles and sanctuaries with comfortable seats, air conditioning and heat, and other amenities that have been afforded to us by God's love for his church. Now many have gone on to be with the Lord, and we can look back and see that time has shifted, grace is unchanging, and moving forward. New Hope Missionary Baptist Church is still standing. And just look at God. We are walking in the goodness and the grace of God. We are still standing on the promises of God for 155 years. We are progressing, moving forward, generation after generation, and new generations to come. And now the favor of God has made its mark on New Hope. Grace have made us a pillar in the community of God, advancing the kingdom of God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. The Bible says that we shall be blessed in the city, and blessed shall we be in the field. And we can thank God right now, and I'm getting ready to close, for his promises are yes and amen. When we trust God at his word, no devil can stop the advancement, the growth, and the progress of the church, nor the vision that God has given our pastor, nor the drive he has given to the ministers or the members, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The grace of God didn't expire when we got saved. Grace has shifted our lives from old to new, from sinner to saved. New Hope, we have to keep the faith in God. Keep moving forward. God is with us. He will never leave us and forsake us. I think about God. I think about his amazing grace. And this song from a woman called Kathy Taylor Brown. It's called Amazing Grace. And it's similar to the one that we sing in the hymnal, but it reads as follows. It says, amazing grace, God's grace is truly amazing. Amazing grace. God's grace is truly amazing. I wonder why they always sang it. I wonder why they always had to hear it. But now I've lived long enough to understand the unmerited favor of God given to man. And it's because of God's amazing grace I'm standing here today. Your amazing grace kept me all the way. Oh, for 10,000 tongues to say, I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the song that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm fine, was blind, and now I see. And it's because of grace I'm standing here today. Your amazing grace kept me all the way for 10,000 tongues to say, I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. God bless you.
Praise God. What a word. God's amazing grace. Amen. No matter what we accomplish, it is only by the grace of God that we are what we are. Come on, give her another hand. Praise God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a me. I was lost. Thank you, Lord. But now I found was blind. But now I see. Maybe there's one this morning that is out of the grace of God, and you recognize the fact that today can be your day to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We simply offer Christ to you today. Say to you that God's grace is sufficient, that it will hold you in the time of trouble. But in order for you to receive Christ as your personal Savior, you have to accept him today for yourself. Mom and daddy can't do it for you. It has to be an individual that accept Christ for their Savior. So if you're here today, or if you're listening in your car, at home, wherever you might be, it's a good opportunity to receive God today. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Accept him by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. The Lord simply says, whosoever will, let him come. If you want to receive him today, will you come? You don't necessarily have to join this church. You can join any church you want. The main thing is you get Jesus. Have the assurance that if you don't wake up in the morning, you know everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. And listen, if you're listening in today and you want to be saved, just pray the simple prayer with me. Say, dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved.
Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer this morning, you are saved. We say to you to get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Christ is available to you. Amen. So if you today might be heart might be heavy and you don't know which way to go, this is a good time for you to unload your concerns. Turn your troubles over to the Lord. Let him work it out for you. Stop trying to figure it out because he's already worked it out. So today, as we get ready for our altar call, I'm going to ask Reverend Gordon if he would get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. Get ready to release your concerns. Let go of your sorrows. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is a keeper. All you have to do is submit to him. So by faith, stretch forth your hands toward the altar now. Whatever your concerns are, turn it over to Jesus as Reverend Gordon prays.
Father God, we come before you now, Lord,
yes,
to
Lord.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for this day.
Yes.
We Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our uprising this morning, Lord. Mm-hmm. And we come before you, Lord, with heads bowed, Lord, with humble hearts, Lord. We come before you rejoicing, Lord,
yes.
And giving you glory, honor, and praise
thank
on this day,
you.
Lord.
You, Lord.
We say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you for your son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And now, Father God,
now.
As your word reminds us, Lord, it says if you have two or more, Father God,
mm-hmm.
that are gathered together, Lord,
yes.
if they were to touch and agree, Father,
mm-hmm.
that you would be in the midst, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father
thank
God,
you.
For being right here in the middle of your people
yes,
this morning, Lord.
Lord.
We say thank you, Father
thank
God,
you.
Because we know, Lord, that now the healer is here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we come before you, Lord. Some may need healing in their bodies,
uh-huh.
Father God. And I ask and pray right now,
right
Lord.
Now, Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Touch.
Heal, Father God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Lord. We ask, Father, for divine intervention, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Whether they need a surgery, Father God,
mm-hmm.
I pray that you guide the doctor's hand.
Yes, Lord.
And if they find, Lord,
uh-huh.
that they're in need of medication, Lord,
yes,
I
yes.
pray now that they have the finances for the medicine,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
But we ask, Father God, regardless, Father, their situation,
mm-hmm.
we know you to be a healer,
a healer.
Lord. So heal now,
right
Father.
Now, Lord.
I ask that you comfort and console those, Lord,
yes,
that
Lord.
May be mourning, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
I pray, Father,
yes.
for those who are here this morning, Lord,
mm-hmm.
with heavy burden hearts,
have
Lord,
mercy,
to
mercy.
Work it out, Father,
yes.
right now in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord. I know, Father God, that you are more than able, Lord,
yes.
to do things far more abundant than whatever we can expect, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we pray, Father,
yes.
for those, Lord, that are just going through this morning,
mercy,
don't know which way
mercy.
To go, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We know you to be a counselor, Lord.
Yes.
I pray, Father God, that you
mm-hmm.
give direction, Lord, to touch every member here,
yes,
Father,
yes.
and their families, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you find them, Lord,
yes.
I ask now that your angels be dispatched around them, Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
For protection, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I pray, Father, that you lead, guide, and direct,
direct.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Have your way, Holy
Have your
Spirit.
Way.
Have your way with
yes.
everyone here and every concern, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I pray now, Father,
please, Lord.
That you will bless everywhere our feet shall tread on this day. Everything
yes,
we put our hands to do.
Uh-huh.
Guard our ears, our minds, and our hearts,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And I pray that your word will rest, rule, and abide in our heart.
Please, Lord.
It's in Jesus' mighty and awesome name.
Yeah.
We say thank God.
Thank you.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. You might be seated. Amen. You should feel a little better now. Amen. When you let go and let God have his way. Amen. Make things a whole lot easier. Amen. We're going to have remarks now from our co-chairman, my daughter, Nicole Steed. Amen.
Good morning again. On behalf of our chairperson, Deaconess Michelle Dickerson in her absence, and myself and the committee members, we would like to thank everyone for the part you played in making this 155th church anniversary a success. Thank you to all of those who are on program for the role that you played. Thank you to Minister Vons for your message, God's Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And we have here a token of love for you.
Amen.
And also I have two presentations I want to make to our ushers, Sister Barbara Hopper and Sister Yolanda Bryant. As they're coming, I'm going to read the message on the plaque. It says, in honor of our 155th church anniversary, we thank you for your dedicated service to the church and its members, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church ushers.
Amen.
Okay, and special thanks to Sister Barbara Corr and Sister Katrina Corr. They had to be out of town, but they're the ones who put together the senior gifts, so we want to thank them. And thank you, Reverend Kitchens, for presiding over the service today.
Amen.
And anyone else that I miss, I want you to know that we're thankful to you for everything that you've done and the role you played in helping with the program. And thank you for allowing me to be your co-chair for this event. I don't take it lightly, and I'm very honored to be a part of it. Thank you, and happy anniversary to you all.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Again, we want to thank our chairperson in her absence. She's with her mother. She's in the hospital, so we ask that you continue in hospice. So we ask that you continue praying for that family. Amen. And for my daughter, co-chairman, fine job that she's done. Amen. She wore many hats this week. Spent many hours, amen, trying to get this together. And so we truly appreciate what she has done and all of the staff that worked so diligently to make this happen. We appreciate you. Also, we like to thank this wonderful choir, amen, for singing this morning. And our musicians, thank you so much, amen. And our ushers, amen, we appreciate you. Praise God. And once again, Evangelist Vaughn for that wonderful, wonderful message that she blessed us with this morning. Amen, amen. Deacon Johnson, you didn't know you was getting old, did you? Praise God. It's just a blessing to see you here. Amen. And we thank God for you. Him and I believe Brother Chambers are running neck and neck. Amen. Same age, same birthday. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. All right. We're going to let you go at this time again. We thank our visitors for being with us. Amen. We thank our sound technician. Amen. We thank all of you. Just want to say very briefly, again, this being 155 years, but as the speaker has said, it was only by the grace of God that we have made it this far. Amen. And I just personally want to thank each auxiliary, each ministry, I should say, that have worked so diligently down through the years to make New Hope what it is. Amen. Along with all of the members, it could not have been done without you. And I'm just grateful to God just to be a part of it for 34 years. Amen. So I'm grateful. Amen for that opportunity. All right, if there's nothing else, let us stand as we get ready to go home. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, yeah. Amen, amen. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, hey. We wanted to remind you that we will have in-house Sunday school if you'd like to be a part in our fellowship hall at 9:30. Also, we've got to thank Sister Pam Bradshaw for these beautiful flowers, decorations. Amen. Thank her so very much. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, ah, ah, amen. Praise God. One quick note. Don't let your guard down. This virus is still out there. I went back and forth to the airport last weekend and this weekend, and a lot of people are not wearing their masks. So I say to you, be very careful, amen, because the virus is still here. Praise God, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you, and God keep you.